From Como News Radio, I'm Nancy Berwick.
Como News Radio. Everything you need to know. Now, Newsline AM with John Carlson.
It's 6 minutes after 10 o'clock. Hi, everybody. John Carlson here, Como News Radio. Thank you very much. Join us for the second hour of Newsline AM. The program gives you more information about stuff going on here and around the country, around the world, than any other program, which is why I'm glad you're here. And I thank you very much for making the switch like so many other people have here in the last 6 months. This is a story I had to cover because I've never heard of a state even considering this before. It used to be, in fact, this is one of the reasons why the founding fathers decided we needed a uniform nation, is that when the colonies were pretty much off by themselves, several of them had their own currencies. And it was thought, you know, if we wanted to grow, if we wanted economic growth to flourish and we wanted, you know, coherency from colony to colony and then from state to state, we really needed a uniform currency. Well, South Carolina has just taken a step toward creating an alternative, not a replacement, but an alternative form of currency. Press conference was held where State Senator David Thomas, Republican from Greenville, South Carolina, wanted to make gold and silver coins another option. It's all part of what they call the sound money movement. Quote, I'm no financial expert. I am smart enough, however, to know that you can't keep printing money when it has no backing, close quote, said South Carolina legislator Mac Toole. So what's going on here? Because if I'm not mistaken, there is another state that has already passed legislation similar to this, and it's not a southern state. It's out here in the west, Utah. We have Dr. Steve Isom with me. He's in South Carolina right now, and he is one of the guiding spirits, one of the leaders of this movement. He joins me here for a few moments on Como News Radio. Welcome, Dr. Isom. How are you?
John, it's an honor to be on your radio show. I've listened to your station over the years, back when I used to be an electric car dealer here in South Carolina.
How about that?
With the Zap company, which I'm no longer, I got involved in politics, got elected to office, and had to move out of that endeavor. But the worked on Ron Paul's campaign 2008. But you're absolutely correct. We're not really trying to create an alternate form of currency that's not different from the Constitution, Article 1, Section 10. In Utah, with the HB, House Bill 317, that they've passed, House and Senate, and their governor signed, basically is the template we use for legislation here in South Carolina. That's House Bill 4128.
Okay, let's start at the very beginning here.
Yes, yes.
Why is something like this desirable, much less necessary?
Well, it goes back to this concept of sound money. And what is sound money? Basically, it is money that holds its purchasing power over a very long, long period of time. And when did that end? Well, basically in 1971, when the Bretton Woods Agreement, the Bretton Woods system of monetary management ended.
Well, Nixon took us off the gold standard.
Exactly. That's it. And just something of value. Right now we have pieces of paper that has nothing of value associated with it, except maybe its thermal capacity.
Okay, well, hold on, because Nixon took us off the gold standard and said that for henceforth, and I'm obviously compressing all this, the dollar will be worth what price it commands in the marketplace.
Well,
does that sound?
Yes.
I mean, instead of being backed by a commodity like gold, it will be backed by what people are willing to pay for dollars when they, you know, buy and sell currencies. People are known as arbitrage.
That's correct. But there's one piece of the puzzle we need to interject here. There was a motivation to do that. Why did Nixon do that? Well, you had foreign countries in Europe asking for redemption. They were taking gold and silver out of this country. They were redeeming the silver certificates, gold certificates, and that stopped.
Okay, what will change if your state and every other state adopts gold and silver coinage as an alternative currency? Because right now you can go to, you can go to a bank, you can go to a place. I talk about West Seattle Coins and trade in your gold for and redeem it for cash.
And the amount of cash you're referring to, which in this case the fiat happens to be dollars, it could be euros or anything.
Right.
It varies from day to day. It fluctuates quite a bit.
Yes.
So what you're saying, John, and I agree with you, the paper has no intrinsic value. That's why it's fluctuating. And here's the problem. We've got bankers, and all they have to lend out is money. If they are regulated, like they used to be, to only lending out a certain amount based on what they have in their vault, I'm talking about real money, gold, they can't make it created out of thin air via the fractional reserve system. We wouldn't be in the situation we're in now. We're seeing inflation.
Okay, now
up in food prices and gasoline and other things.
So what would the price of gasoline be? What would the price of a home be?
In terms of fiat currency, pieces of paper?
Well, if we had maintained gold as the backing for U.S. currency, because most people out there, driving, they are not in the arbitrage business. They're not bankers. Tell them why this matters to them.
Well, it matters because if you look back at history, Mark Twain said that history doesn't repeat itself, but it rhymes. If you look back at societies when they've had an opportunity to choose what money is, instead of a government saying money will be a piece of paper, when societies have had a choice, they've always chosen gold and silver. And gold and silver has always been the enemy of the bankers. And this is very easy to understand. Banks, all they have is money, the interest they make on money that they loan out. If the money supply is limited by the banks, via gold and silver, which they can't create out of thin air, that their inventory is limited. So as soon as you give them unlimited amount of inventory, they make an unlimited amount of profit. So you have more and more of these pieces of fiat paper chasing fewer and fewer goods and services. When gold and silver is used, it takes human effort to make that thing of value that we call money, gold and silver. It also takes human effort for services and goods. So over a long, long period of time, it's amazing how stable prices are when you have something of real intrinsic value, like gold and silver, which takes human effort, and you have goods and services that take human effort. They keep pace with each other.
Okay, but I guess, to the average person out there,
right?
Would prices for things go up or down? Would there be less or more unemployment? Tell me the advantage to doing this. We got 30 seconds. I'll give them to you.
Oh, yeah, 30 seconds. It would be very stable. The prices would be very stable. If you take silver, going back to the early 1900s, what silver and gold would buy then, it would buy now.
But hasn't the price of gold fluctuated far more than the value of a dollar? I mean, it's $1,500 an ounce out here.
But that's the fiat currency we're talking about. In 1933, it became illegal to own gold. We had something called the Depression, and now we're headed back in the same direction. And I will tell you, in the history of mankind, anytime we've been on a fiat currency like we are now, it always ends the same way with inflation, hyperinflation.
Okay.
Always. I'd like to see the United States, Washington State, South Carolina, Utah, all the states have the opportunity to set an example for the world that we can stop this historical pattern
of
inflation, hyperinflation.
Steve, we'll see what happens if South Carolina goes in the direction of Utah and this becomes more and more something that people talk about. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
Let's check your traffic here at 1014 Como News Radio.
Como AAA Traffic.